They make your day. They make you laugh.
You're hanging out with friends.
It's like they've been friends forever.
And they're fun to listen to.
It's Elizabeth and Radar on The Mix.
You have kids listening right now. May want to cover their ears. This could be adult conversation because Elizabeth came in this morning and she said she was flashing other vehicles on I-94. Are you kidding me?
This is not what happened.
That's illegal. You can't be exposing anything.
No.
What are you talking about here when you were flashing other vehicles?
I was telling Radar, and this was happening yesterday as I was driving to Boo at the Zoo. And it was rush hour traffic. This was just before 5 o'clock. I'm on 94, so going from Waukesha into West Dallas to
get
to the zoo.
Was it another hot flash and you decided?
No. So let me explain. All right. So one of our cars is at the dealership right now because they're fixing part of the windshield. And they gave us a temporary vehicle.
Yeah, a loaner vehicle.
Yes.
Okay.
So we are in a Jeep Grand Cherokee, which we used to have, but now this is a newer one. It's like a 2023. And I took that car to drive to the zoo. And so I'm in the car and I'm listening to music.
Oh, yeah.
And so picture the steering wheel like on a lot of these cars.
Sounding like the club inside? Like
yes,
you're at the club?
They
yeah.
have all these buttons
mm-hmm.
on the front and the back of the steering wheel. So the back of the steering wheel, this is not what I was listening to, by the way.
Well, I know, but
I was actually listening to All One Direction. R.I.P. Liam Payne.
Okay.
I was listening to All One Direction yesterday. So I'm jamming out to One Direction, and I'm trying to fix the volume. And I know from a Jeep Grand Cherokee, because I used to have one, that on the back of the steering wheel is where you can switch a song or you can do the volume. So I try to switch the song, and it didn't work. And I thought, oh, well, I hit some button. Whatever. So then traffic starts to pick up. I start to accelerate. And the car starts making this loud. And
what?
And the RPMs are at red and at a 7.
It's not shifting?
No. And I'm sitting here looking at my steering wheel thinking, oh my gosh.
This is not my vehicle.
This is a loaner vehicle. And I'm in the left lane. And I'm thinking, I need to get over and get off by Gerke's Corner here and figure out what's going on. Well, I'm in the left lane. I couldn't get over. There's semis. There's cars. I panic. I call my husband because I'm connected to Apple CarPlay. I call Eric and I said, the car, and I'm yelling because it's loud. I'm like, the car is making a loud vroom sound. I don't know what this means. And he's like, what are you talking about? Because he had driven it the whole day before.
And no problems.
And I said, Eric, I don't know what's going on. I can't accelerate. Well, now people are coming up on me and I'm in the left lane.
And you couldn't get over.
I couldn't get over.
You decided to flash them.
So I turned my flashers on.
No, I turned my flashers on.
And I'm trying to get over. At this point, I voice text Scarlett, our promotional team. And I said, hey, I am in a loaner vehicle right now and it is making a lot of noise. I'm pulling over at Brookfield Square. I will get to the zoo when I get there. I didn't know what happened. I thought I was braking the vehicle. So now I get in the right lane. I can't accelerate. I have my flashers on going probably 30 down 94.
It wouldn't accelerate at all?
No, it wouldn't accelerate.
What?
I couldn't figure this out. And I'm looking and I see all these buttons and I don't know what they do. So I get off the freeway and I'm at a red light. So I'm safely parked and I start looking on my phone. I'm like, you know, Jeep Grand Cherokee won't accelerate. And I couldn't figure it out. So I get off the exit and then I realize these little buttons, there's a minus and there's a plus. And there's a plus and minus coming up on my dashboard. And
uh-oh.
I'm thinking,
you broke it.
Well, I'm going, honestly, I'm thinking about as a motorcycle rider and some of my motorcycle license, I'm thinking I must be in manual and not automatic, that I have to manually be shifting into the different gears.
Weird.
So as I'm accelerating, I'm now hitting the plus and it's going. It's
going
faster.
You're good.
I pull over into that McDonald's that's across the street Brookfield Square, and I get on my phone, and come to find out, I had hit the paddle shifters, which does, in fact, take you from automatic to manual and vice versa. So I had put it accidentally in manual, but I'm not shifting, which is why the car's like...
She's just hitting buttons, trying to get this thing going. I don't know what this does. Just keep hitting something until it fixes it.
So you have to hit the right paddle hold it in for 2 seconds, and then I saw on the dash it went back to automatic.
That's too much for me to try and figure out.
I was like, what the heck are we doing here?
You were using your flashers. You weren't flashing.
Yes, I never said I was flashing. That's what you heard, and that's not what I was doing. I was using flashers down 94. I mean, I was crawling along, and I'm dressed for Boo at the Zoo, so I have this like bear headpiece costume thing on for Boo at the Zoo driving down the road, and people are probably looking at me thinking, what is this girl's deal? Get her off 94.
That's why the Waukesha County scanner went off on my phone. That was, you were doing all that.